Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
On this Tuesday morning, we are following the situation in the Minneapolis Public School District. Teachers and educational support professionals will be picketing. They'll be in front of schools. They are on strike. On the other side of the river in St. Paul, St. Paul Federation of Teachers reached a tentative agreement with the district. Joining us now from the St. Paul Federation of Teachers is Leah Van Desser. Good morning, Leah. What were you able to agree to with the district?
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on. Yeah, we were able to agree with the district. This time around was a big push for our educational assistants, and we got significant wage increases for them. And that was something that we were fighting for and pushing for in this round, and that was one of the things that we were able to come to agreement on.
Class size caps were also something, and then the mental health mm-hmm. supports. Can you tell us about that? What did the district agree to?
So we have had class size language in our contract for quite a while, but it wasn't solid and permanent, and that got changed. That's now solid and permanent in our contract, and we actually so that language is continuing, and there's been some movement in the right direction with even lowering some of the numbers in a few of the grades. And then with mental health supports, we got some increases in some of those things, and then all maintenance language in our contract as well concerning the mental health support teams within a building. So those are some other large wins that we had.
So what happens as far as supportive? I know both of your unions in St. Paul were supporting what was happening in Minneapolis. There seemed to be some working together from both sides. How will you support or what will you do for Minneapolis educators who are now on strike?
Well, although we're pleased in St. Paul with this agreement, we know that our union siblings across the river are in the same fight. And this is not, you know, they are fighting for the same things that we already had and then won stronger language around. So I think the leadership, the district leadership, city leadership in Minneapolis can, you know, watch what happened in St. Paul and learn from that and make some right choices for the students in Minneapolis. And we're standing in solidarity with them. There's a rally today and there's marches. I know that people are already on the pickets. Any chance people get, we've got school, but once school is over, I think people are going to head over, be supportive, do whatever we can for that. It's not just St. Paul. It's not just Minneapolis. It's things that we're fighting for are things that are best for students across all districts. And this is the message we're sending. It's not over. We're still fighting in that.
It's 8:24. We're talking to Leah Van Desser with the St. Paul Federation of Educators. Can you explain a little bit more? We asked our listeners if they had questions for you, and then last hour we talked with the Minneapolis Federation of Educators as well. People seem to have this feeling that the per pupil funding for Minneapolis and St. Paul is higher than most districts. So the money coming into these districts is more. Why is it that these districts need more money? And what is it, you know, why do we continue to ask for more and more money? What are the needs of these districts that are different than in other districts?
I think you're seeing that those needs in the state are starting to shift more and more. It used to be that just Minneapolis and St. Paul had those greater needs in the areas of English learners. And that was a big area that where a lot of students came, and that there was an extra need there for those extra resources that were needed specifically in that area. But you're starting to see that happen in other cities in our state, like Austin and Wilmer and St. Cloud, Worthington, where you've got a lot of people who speak other languages also coming in and needing those extra supports. Additionally, we're just bigger districts. I mean, we're going to have a lot of other issues coming in. We have a lot of those types of things that are happening. You just have more students. You have more. There's just more needs. We've got a large population of students, too, that for one reason or another have gaps in their education. And that's part of what we work with students is what we can, you know, do, meet them where they are, bring them up.
2 years ago, right before the pandemic hit, St. Paul teachers were on the picket line. Now, 2 years later, you've come to this tentative agreement. Is this going to be something that happens every few years, or do you feel like you're in a good spot with the administration?
Well, in the state of Minnesota, all school districts are required to bargain every 2 years. So in a year and a half, we're going to start over. Part of what happened this round in St. Paul is a recognition from both sides, the district and our union, that this is a dance we have to do every 2 years, and maybe we need to change the music. So we're looking at seeing moving forward how this is going to be a conversation that happens differently, happens sooner, and more completely, so that we're not in this position again, because it's not healthy for our members. It's not definitely not healthy for our families and our students. It creates a lot of stress and strain on everyone, and it would be a lot easier if we could get this cleared up well before this type of action is needed in order for things to start moving.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Leah Van Dasser from the St. Paul Federation of Educators on our John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We appreciate you joining us this morning, and we know that there will be a rally later, you mentioned, for Minneapolis.
Yeah, in Minneapolis, and they're going to march from the Nutrition Center, which is at 812 Plymouth Avenue North in Minneapolis, to the Davis Center, which is their district headquarters.
And that happens
at that's going to start around noon. Around noon.
Okay. Leah Van Dasser, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be back with traffic and weather.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.